Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Chav Chesam and Aleph. We're holding on Chav Zayin and Mabez, 11 lines from the bottom. Eisei Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina to Rabbi Yechanan. So ask Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina to Rabbi Yechanan, who said a Yisayid, that any time you have Yevamah, that when she fell she was Mutter, then she was Nesra, that reason for that Isra then goes away. So she's Chazeres the Rilatera HaRishayna, she goes back to being Mutter. Ask Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, but we learned in our Mishnah, Arba Achen, Shtayim Hem Nesu and Beza Chayois, you have four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah, the two sisters, Umesu HaNesu and Esai Chayois, and Reuven and Shimon dies. So now Rachel and Leah fall to Levi and Yehuda. Now Lacha is, Hare Elu Chotzes Lomis Yavmais, they have to do Chalitza, they're not allowed to do Yibum, presumably because of the Yisr of Achay Zeku Kasai. Now I ask Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, that if you're right, so Vamai, why do they both have to do Chalitza? Leku Chan Minai, let the Moshe Levi go and do chalitza to Leah who fell second, and then the Tavi Rishaynu legabe Ida Yavam Shotra v'Neser because of Hotra. So then Rachel will be to the other Yavam, like Yavam that at first when she fell she was Mutter, because if she fell first at that time she wasn't Achay Zeku Kasai, she became Achay Zeku Kasai. That Zika from Leah went away, so now she goes back. Chazur leTera Rishaynu Harishayn, Taksu leTera Rishayn. She should go back to her first Eter. So Amar Leis Rabbi Yechon said back to Enechnami Chayo is Eni Adam Yishanan, and I don't know if this Mishnah is all too authoritative, because I don't know who taught it. It doesn't really make any sense. Now I asked the Gemara seven suggestions of what Rabbi Yechon could have said to answer this question. V'leimulei, let Rabbi Yechon say that my chotos nami de katani chaylat eschada. When it says chotos, it means that Levi will do chalitza to Leah, and then Yehuda could go ahead and do Yibam with the first sister. So says the Gemara, no, because chaltzais katani. It says a blushing rabbim, it sounds like they both require chalitza. V'leimulei, my chotos, chotos damo. So say what we always say, that it's really referring just to the second sister, but being that this case could happen more than one time, so we're referring to all the cases, and we're saying chol tzais. So no, does the Gemara hare elu katani? Because the Mishnah Lamaisa says that hare elu chol tzais, that really very much sounds like we're talking in this case and saying that both sisters require chalitza. So says the Gemara, suggestion number two, v'leima de chalitza l'rishayin b'reisha. So say that the Mishnah is talking about the case where they did chalitza on the sister who fell first. That was who they did chalitza to. So Mamela, now the other sister also requires chalitza. So no, but says the Gemara, because chol tzais l'chatchila katani. The Mishnah's mashma that this is the din, not just that this is the ma'aser shayik hachaya. Well, says the Gemara, suggestion number three, v'leimalei, let Rabbi Yechon answer, gzeir dil makadim v'chalitz l'rishayin b'reisha, that the reason why we don't allow them to do chalitza to the second one and then yibam on the first is because they might end up doing chalitza to the first sister. So says the Gemara, no, because v'leim esyav ma'is katani. The Mishnah says v'leim esyav ma'is, which is mashma d'leket din yibam achakla, which is mashma that's not just like that it's a gzeir because of hashash. It sounds like that's really the din, that we don't allow them to do yibam. There is no Yibam in this case. So says the Gemara, suggestion number four, so say that the Mishnah is not going in Zika, the Mishnah is saying and therefore that's why we don't allow any of them to do Yibam, because then they're not going to know about this idea of it's not a very well known halacha. So says the Gemara, no, that can't be the way Rabbi Yechanan understood the Mishnah, because Rabbi Yechanan would never say in this type of case where there's four brothers, because he's not chayshish for me. So says the Gemara, suggestion number five, v'lei malei Rebbe Lazar he. So let Rabbi Yechanan say that the Tan of our Mishnah is Rebbe Lazar, the Amar, Kevin Sh'amda Lav Sha'achas Be'isr, Nesr Lav Elamis. Rabbi Lazar argues on Rabbi Yechon Disayit, and Rabbi Lazar's shita is that once the Yavama is Asr for one moment, she's Asr forever, so maybe the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Lazar. So says the Gemara, no, me the Sefer Rabbi Lazar, Rachel Av Rabbi Lazar. The Mishnah and the Sefer quotes Rabbi Lazar, so obviously the Rachel is not going like Rabbi Lazar. So says the Gemara, suggestion number six, V'leimalei D'nafu B'vasachas, Rabbi Yisai Aglili Hidam Avshalatzam same. That we're talking about a case where Rachel and Leah felt the exact same moment, so there is no first and second sister, because they felt the exact same time, like Rabbi Yisai Aglili says, that it's possible for two things to happen exactly at the same moment. So says the Gemara, no, because like Stam on Tana Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Tana would never, Rebbe would never give us a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yossi Aglili when that's not the halacha. So says the Gemara, suggestion number seven and final suggestion, that V'leimalei, let Rabbi Yechonin say, D'lo yadinan hainafo b'resha. We don't know which sister fell first, so that's why there's no option for Yibam. Says the Gemara, no, because Yihachi, if so, hainu dekatani, that which the Mishnah then says, it says, Kadmu v'kansu yaitziu. It says if they went ahead, if Levi Yehuda went ahead and they married Rachel Naya, so we make them get divorced because they're being over on the Isidur Rabbanan, so we make them get divorced. Now, Bishlam Rishaina Amin Alei Man Sharilach. I understand the first brother, the first Yavam who did Yibam, let's say Levi was Miyabim Rachel. Of course, we tell him that he has to get divorced because he's being over on Achizik Ukasai. Elishniyah, but when it comes to the second Yavam, when it comes to Yehuda, who's a Miyabim Leia, Amar, he has a Taina. He could say, Chavrei Shniyah Yibim, my brother Levi, he was already Miyabim the second sister, and I'm not Rishaina Miyabim, and I'm being Miyabim the first sister, who has no answer because she was Hutcha Vanessa because of a Hutcha Tachsala Tera Rishain. So, and you're not going to make them get divorced Misafik, and of course not. So, how would you learn this? If the Mishnah is talking about a case where we don't know which one died first, so why would we make the second Yavim get divorced? And so that's what Rabbi Yechanan said, that I don't know who the Tan of the Mishnah is. Well, ask the Gemara a different kasha on Rabbi Yechanan. Again, Rabbi Yechanan said this Yisoid, that any time you have Yavama that was Hutra, Vanessa, because of a Hutra, so she's Tachzola Teir HaRishayin. Ask the Gemara Tanan, but the Mishnah says, it's Achas Menesura Al Echad Isar Erva, if let's say Rachel and Leah fall to Levi and Yehuda, and Rachel is also to Levi, and Rachel is already an Erva to Levi. Rachel, let's say, is Levi's mother-in-law. So then, Aser Ba, Umutar Bachaisa, so Levi is Aser to Rachel, of course, it's his mother-in-law, but he's going to be mutter to Leah, he's going to be mutter to her sister, and it's not going to be Achizik Ukasai, because Rachel doesn't fall to him. Vahasheni, whereas Yehuda, the other Yavam, he'll be Aser Beshnei, and he'll be Aser in both Yavamais. Now, Salkadait of the Nafachamaisai Techila, the Gemara assumes right now that Rachel fell first, the mother-in-law fell first. So ask the Gemara, Vamai, why is the second brother, why is Yehuda Aser to both Yavamais? Leku Chasim Liabim Hachdeina Chamaisai, let Levi go and be Miyabim Leah, Beresha at first, and then Vitavi Chamaisai Liabim. And then Rachel, since she fell first, she was originally mutter to Yehuda, then she became aser through Achlis Ekukasai, but then once Levi went ahead and was Miyabim Leah, so now Rachel is no longer Achlis Ekukasai, she should go back to her original heter, she should be mutter to Yehuda. Samra Papa, then no, going to Nafla Hachta'inu Chamaisa Bereisha, we're talking about a case where the non-mother-in-law, where Leah fell first, and Mamela, this is not Shaykh. So Adkan, that's the end of the Shaklavataria with regards to Rabbi Yechon's Yisrael. Now the Gemara moves on to the Hemshech of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, Rabbi Lazar Aymer, Bishami Aymer Vechulu, that the Tanakama, the Mishnah had originally said that if they go ahead and they get married, if Levi and Yehuda marry Rachel and Leah, we make them get divorced. Came Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says, no, Bishami says Yikaimu. Bishami says we allow them to stay married. And Beis Hillel says that we make them get divorced. So Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Lazar Aymer, Bishami Aymer Yikaimu, Beis Hillel Aymer Yitzu, exactly like we had in our Mishnah. Reb Shimon Aimer Yekaimu, which we'll get back to what that means. Abashal Aimer, that like Reb Elazar, it's Machlekes, but the reverse. Kal Hayu Lehem LeBeis Hillel B'Davarze. Beis Hillel was more Meiko. She Beishami Aimer Yaitziu. Beishami says we make them get divorced. Beis Hillel Aimer Yekaimu. Beis Hillel says we allow them to stay married. Now ask the Gemara Reb Shimon Keman, whose Shita was Reb Shimon teaching us? Ike Beishami, if he was teaching us Beishami Shita, that Beishami holds Yekaimu, Hain Reb Elazar. That's already something that Reb Elazar told us. And Ike Beis Hillel, and if he was coming to tell us that Beis Hillel holds Yekaimu, Hainu Abishol, that's already something Abishol taught us. So says the Gemara Hachikamar, he's its own Shita, that when Nechleku Bishamu Beisil B'davar Zad, there is no Machlekes, everybody holds Yikaimu. Ha'isa'achas Man V'chulu, the Mishnah said that if, let's say, Rachel was Levi's mother-in-law, So then it's mutter for Levi to be Miyabim Leah. They're both going to be Aser to Yehuda, but Levi could be Miyabim Leah. And again, this was a case of four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon were married to sisters, like we've explained. Now, earlier on Chafam and Aleph, we had a different Mishnah that already Ba'atim told us this halacha. The Mishnah on Chafam and Aleph told us this same halacha, but just with three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon were married to sisters, Rachel and Leah, and they both died. So now Rachel and Leah fall to Levi. There is no Yehuda. There's just a Levi. And Rachel is Levi's mother-in-law. So the Mishnah says that Levi could be Miyabim Leah. So ask the Gemara, HaTanina Chadazimna, so why do we have to have a Mishnah again about it in the beginning of our parak by four brothers? We already have a Mishnah earlier on Chafam and Aleph with three brothers. The Mishnah over there teaches us that Levi is allowed to be Miyabim Leah if he wants to. So why does the Mishnah have to say it again by four brothers? Says the Gemara, Tzricha, we need it. There's a Chiddush by four and there's a Chiddush by three brothers. If I would just have it by three brothers, Mishum Delay, Chalek L'Migzar Mishom She'ini. There is no fourth brother. There's no reason for any Gzeira. Aval Hachaba, when it comes to four brothers, the Ikal L'Migzar Mishom She'ini, maybe there's Malkum to make a Gzeira not to allow Levi to be Miyabim Leah, because then Yehuda might think that he could also be Miyabim one of the sisters. Say, Mulai, maybe we shouldn't allow Levi to be Miyabim Leah. Kamashal in our Mishnah, that no, even by four brothers, it's Moter. V'yashmin and Hachon, if I would just have this Chiddush by four brothers, I would say Mishom Deika She'ini Dekamuchach. It's because, really, there's Malkum to make a Gzeira. If we allow Levi to be Miyabim Leah, so people might think always, when sisters fall to Yibum, you're allowed to be Miyabim one of them. So by four brothers, we don't have that chashash. Why? Because you'll always have Yehuda, who's not allowed to do Yibum to either one of them. So that would be the raya that it's not true. That normally sisters, you're not allowed to be Miyabim one of them. However, Aval Hasam over there, by three brothers, Delek Asheni, where you don't have Yehuda, there is no Yehuda that's going to show you that by sisters, we don't always just say that you could be Miyabim one of them. So Imalai, maybe we shouldn't even allow Levi to be Miyabim one of the sisters, and Sricha, that's why we need both cases, the case of four brothers and the case of three brothers.